You're watching Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, equipping the body of Christ and tomorrow's leaders to reach America and the world.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this broadcast Breakthrough to deliver some really, really exciting news, especially for pastors, church leaders, everyone involved in ministry. You know, the only difference between you and someone you perceive to be more successful is knowledge. And I want to inform you of a tremendous opportunity to discover secrets, strategies to increase growth and breakthrough roadblocks that may be limiting your influence, your overall reach for God's kingdom. Valor Christian College proudly presents Breaking the Growth Barrier Seminar with Dr. Alvin Reed, July 2nd through July 4th, right before Dominion Camp Meeting. Dr. Reed is one of the world's foremost experts in church growth, evangelism, and kingdom influence. And he's written some of the most recognized and awarded books on the subject. In this 3-day intensive seminar, he's ready to equip you with tools that you need to fine-tune the trajectory of your ministry and catapult it beyond all current barriers. Dr. Reed has taught at great institutions like Liberty University, Southwestern Seminary, Cape Town Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Duke University, and dozens more. His vast missions experience in over 30 nations gives him invaluable insight that he's excited to share with you. So I encourage you, be here. Find a renewed sense of vision as you discover innovative, creative, practical means for marked growth and improvement. Space is very limited. Better not procrastinate. Register now at valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu for this exclusive Breaking the Barrier seminar, Wednesday, July 2nd through Friday, July 4th. City Harvest Network members can take advantage of a very, very special discount, but only if you act quickly. This transformational training is eligible for fully accredited college hours, or you can audit and receive an auspicious certificate of completion. So hurry now to valorcollege.edu. And I'll be looking forward to hosting you right here in Columbus, Ohio, beginning July 2nd.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you?
Come on, somebody. Not this people, and not today.
We need a move of the Spirit.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
History makers, and tomorrow we'll change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hello there, and welcome to this very, very special series of broadcasts right here on your Breakthrough. We're now at about the halfway point of this year, 2025, a declared year of God's grace, of God's favor, all coming your way in a double portion. Now listen, it's my goal to set your spiritual compass on a path to overcoming victory and divine blessing. It's God's promise for you, you know, and it includes your entire household. So I want you to get your Bible. It's a great, great thing to have. Get your Bible, get a pen ready, or you can just go to the notes on your phone. That's what I do so often, because you're going to want to take really, really good notes to feed your faith, starve your doubts to death about what I'm going to share with you on today's broadcast. We're going to begin over in Luke chapter number 7, and then we're going over to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Luke chapter 7, Matthew chapter 9. So stick your bookmark in there as we get ready to get rolling here on your breakthrough. Now, as I've been researching through the Gospels, it's important to note that the majority of the Lord Jesus' miracles recorded in the three synoptic Gospels and the Gospel of John, while he was here on earth, they included, now you may have never seen this, write it down, they included the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels, many of them a double portion blessing. But you have to look for it, and I have. I'm going to share it with you today. So we're going to begin today with a beyond desperate situation. Some of you can probably relate to it. Recorded for us in Luke chapter 7, and we're going to begin over in verse number 11. Now, King Jesus and his disciples had just spent the previous day in the city of Capernaum. Now, I've been in that beautiful, beautiful city many, many times. It clings right along the coastline like some kind of forgotten fragment of faith. Crumbling columns, charred cobblestones, cradle centuries of sacred silence. Go there in your mind's eye with me. What a story that location could tell. Capernaum is where the Lord Jesus found great faith. There, he healed the Roman centurion's dying servant. As they were about to enter the tiny little village of Nain, they encountered a funeral procession where a grieving mother was mourning the death of her only son. At that divine moment, Jesus of Nazareth stepped into an impossible situation with a heart of overwhelming compassion. He spoke words of life to that precious widow. He said simply, "Do not weep." Now, before you label those words as a rebuke, "Do not weep," be assured, the living Christ knew exactly what was about to take place, what would transform that widow's darkness into light and her sorrow into unspeakable joy. Verse 14 picks up the narrative. Then he came and touched the coffin, and those who carried it stood still. And Jesus said, "Young man, arise." And he that was dead sat up in that coffin and began to speak himself. Jesus gave him back to his mother. Now you hold on, because I'm about to share with you how that was a double blessing miracle. As a widow, this precious mother had no one to care for her. She had no one to support her. She was facing a beyond desperate and desolate future. The Lord Jesus not only restored her family to her, his blessing brought her out of poverty, out of lack, and provided the provision that she would need the rest of her life. Now that, my dear brother and sister, that's what you call a double blessing. Now that widow was probably quite, unaware that the very embodiment of the word, of truth, of life itself was about to suddenly burst upon the scene of her greatest pain. Am I talking to somebody right now? Today, let me make you absolutely conscious of and fully aware of the time and the place that you occupy today in the prophetic plan of Almighty God. This is the year 2025 on our Gregorian calendar. Now, the biblical meaning of the number 25 is grace upon grace, a double outpouring, a double blessing, a double breakthrough, a double anointing. 25, also 5 times 5, the Hebrew letters that depict the hands of God Almighty reaching out to you. You and I are right now halfway through the year 2025. And this is the time for every one of us to step boldly into the double grace, double favor anointing. I know God has it for you. Now, here's the key. The miracle of God is always released to us by what God does when we simply obey. God's favor knows no limit, but his limitless supply, hear this, preacher, is contingent on our action. So let me invite you to activate your faith right now for a double anointing by sowing a very special seed, a seed that is symbolic of grace upon grace, favor upon favor, blessing upon blessing. Your seed, $25 in each hand, double, $50. Or for some of you, you might want to lock in on that $25 with a $125 seed. Now, if that's you, let me encourage you, mix your praying and your giving. That's what Hannah in your Bible did. That's what Cornelius in your Bible did. And their gift, your Bible says, built a memorial for God to remember them. And always remember this, include your prayer requests and get that to me by July 4th during our 40th year celebration of Dominion Camp Meeting. I'll be leading our anointed guests and tens of thousands around the world in prayer, believing specifically for God's double grace, double favor to be poured out on your life. That's what happened for my wonderful, wonderful breakthrough partner named Randy. He says his heart was touched during Dominion Camp Meeting. It's coming up, the 40-year anniversary. I want you to be a part of it. He heard God's call during those meetings to sow a $1,000 seed, but he couldn't bring himself to do it. So for 2 years, Randy says, he struggled through spiritual drought, through financial lack. He returned to Dominion Camp Meeting 2 years later, and he was determined to sow not a $1,000, but a $2,000 seed. From the moment of an obedient act, he said, the portals of heaven flew open. He says, it was like turning a complete 180. in his life, a turning point. Listen to me. I want that kind of turning point miracle for you. So go ahead now. That phone's always right near you. Call right now. Sow your double portion miracle seed. Rush your letter to me in the mail or call right now, or you can just shoot that QR code on your screen. I'm encouraging you in this double portion year 2025 at the halfway point to sow a seed with both hands in praise before God. He's reaching out both hands to you in this year. Let's reach both hands back to him with a blessing in it for his kingdom. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to agreeing with you for your 2025 miracle of double grace and double favor.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Sow your double $25 seed of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp meeting on July 4th.
Well, today on your breakthrough, we began over in Luke chapter 7, but now we're going to move on over after we've looked at the story of King Jesus raising the widow of Nain's son from the dead. We're going to look back a few pages into Matthew chapter 9, and we'll look beginning at verse 20. It begins this way. Now, a certain woman, I like that. It wasn't everybody, you understand. A certain woman. When the Lord Jesus got involved in this situation, we could say a nobody became a somebody. A certain woman, your Bible says, she had a flow of blood. Now, you've heard about her many times, but I don't think you've ever heard what I'm about to share with you. She had that issue of blood for a very long time, 12 years, in fact. She suffered many things of many physicians, and evidently she spent everything she had, but she only grew worse, you understand. She'd run out of options. Did I just get your attention? She, like many of you, in certain situations, had just run out of options. And maybe that's the way you feel right now. But don't fold your tent. Don't you dare give up now. You're at the point of your breakthrough. When she heard about Jesus Christ, her desperation gave way for a step of faith. Now, that's where you need to be. You're in desperation corner. You just don't know which way to turn. Let your desperation right now bring you to the point of taking a step of faith toward your miracle. Your Bible says she came behind Jesus in the crowd. She reached out with her very last ounce of strength, and she touched his garment. Here's what she said. It's important what you say right now. Come on. She said, if I may touch only his clothes, I will be made whole. You know what was talking? Her faith. Her faith spoke. And the book says, and the book is right, and they are wrong, that immediately her fountain of blood dried up. There was even divine evidence. The Bible says she felt it in her body. Oh, I want you to feel the light of God breaking into the darkness of your situation today. Come on now, it's time. You've been here long enough. It's time to get up. It's time to reach out. It's time to take that step of faith. She knew she was healed of that infirmity. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And that woman, fearing and trembling, came, fell down before him, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith made you whole." That's where you are. Hold on right there. That's where you are. Your faith is about to make you whole. But faith is always an act. And the Lord Jesus said, "Go in peace and be healed." She was not only healed in her body, but watch this. Listen closely. Here's the double blessing I'm teaching you about today. She was no longer unclean. This woman was an outcast. When she walked down the street, people went to the other side. She was rejected. She was ridiculed. She was ostracized. King Jesus restored her to fellowship with people. God's great grace and divine favor is not limited to what you asked for. The Lord, strong and mighty, the one who knows the beginning from the end, wants to bless you in a double portion manner today. As long as you extend your faith. Her outstretched hand not only made contact with his anointing, she extended her faith to be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. Now listen, I am trusting that in this very moment, faith is rising in your spirit. As I read your beautiful prayer requests that you send to me, as I hold them in my hands, I know many of you today, you're facing, I read them, what is seemingly impossible. You need an infusion of Holy Ghost, God-exalting faith. And I've come today to make an impartation to you. Many of you received a letter from me this month. In it, I've included an entire page of declarations of faith just for you. Now, as you declare each one of those out loud, as you include them in your prayer life, I believe you're about to move from the sidelines of the crowd, watching somebody else's miracle, to a personal up-close encounter with God's blessings of double grace and double favor. Here's God's word. James chapter 1, verse 6 says this. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. What's it saying? Position yourself right now to receive all that God has promised. Take that step of faith. You have to do something, you understand. For faith to be activated, sow a seed today, a Thanksgiving double portion seed, right at the middle of this supernatural year 2025. Double grace, grace upon grace, favor upon favor, blessing upon blessing. God's reaching both hands out to you. That's what 25 symbolizes. put something in each of your hands and reach back to God. God cannot schedule your harvest until he has your seed in his hand. Your seed leaves your hands, but it will never leave your life. That's Bible truth. Now, many of our friends and partners are sowing seeds that mark 2025, a seed of $125 to bless the work of this global soul-winning Pentecostal Holy Ghost healing ministry and all of our Bridge of Hope outreaches around the world and across America. $125. Others, and maybe it's you that the Holy Spirit's speaking to today, are stepping forward with an uncommon seed. They're believing for an uncommon harvest in 2025 by sowing a praise seed of $1,025. Now, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart right now. I only know that he is speaking. But it's so important to obey the direction of the Holy Spirit to you and then to act in obedience accordingly. So call right now. I'm sure your phone is right there around you. Usually, you only have to stretch forth your hand. You can use your phone to give, or you can just scan the QR code right there on your screen. 2025 is the year to trust God, to enlarge the place of your habitation, to strengthen your stakes, lengthen your cords, and get ready for supernatural grace upon grace increase.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Sow your double $25 seed of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp meeting on July 4th.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.